Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler, the French foreign minister, Mr. Fabius. Pierre, do you know Laurent Fabius?
Wait, what's his first name?
His name is Laurent.
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 What's wrong with you? You did not get that.
On my accent, Pierre. Sorry.
He's known as the Fabulous Fabius. Reflected the sentiments of a lot of people. People around the world actually, this is pretty serious, the unity rallies in Paris and across the country, millions of people responding to last week's terror attacks. I thought it was interesting that the Palestinian leader went there as well. A lot of people are now saying we've had enough.
Yep.
And now it's time for another episode of The Bartender and Boehner. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
The drama sweeping the nation.
What is this stupid stuff? What is
this? The greatest story we've read all week or all month.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's a bartender who has said he was going to either A, poison John Boehner's wine that he poured
genius.
For him.
This guy must be a genius.
Yeah. Or that he was going to, he envisioned himself shooting him in front of a sports stadium in Cincinnati because he wanted lots of people to be present.
Perfect.
He called the police on October 29th, the week after being fired from the Westchester Country Club or Wetherington Country Club in Westchester. He's known as Bartender Mike, and he told the police he blamed Boehner for his problems. And when officers came to his house, they say the plot thickened. He told the officer he was Jesus Christ and was going to kill Boehner because Boehner was mean to him at the country club.
Brilliant.
And because Boehner was responsible for the Ebola outbreak. That's when he advised Special Agent Christopher Desrolla from the United States Capitol Police that he also had a loaded 380 Beretta and he was going to shoot Boehner and then take off.
I think this needs to be in some place where someone can take care of his mental problem.
That's exactly where he's at right now, being checked out and then off to the pokey to see what they do with him next.
Right.
Apparently, he was treated for psychotic episodes a couple of years ago.
I'm shocked to hear that.
How do you get a job
as a bartender?
Bartending for the third most powerful guy in the country when he's gone through psychotic episodes.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
He worked
for Boehner?
He worked at a country club that apparently Boehner frequented.
All right, so Jen, yeah. What sort of conversation have you had about this in the past week, the situation that exists because of the Paris gunman killing these 12 people, the militants, the extremists, the accomplices, all the people who are waging war on what is sanity, and now the rest of the world seems to be getting sane and saying that enough is enough.
I think probably the two most important things things I've learned this week, the linguistics are really important. I mean, these people are talking about being in a jihad with us, and I think it's time, and I think most people agree that it's time to start acknowledging that this is a religious war and that these people are willing to kill in the name of God. That's very, very dangerous, and I think we have to start treating it as that and not necessarily these like nutty one-off attacks, because I think these kind of things are going to happen more and more. But I think probably the most interesting thing that I learned and I've continued to hear about is how France let these no-go zones happen for so long. I mean, since the 90s, the Muslims have been colonizing outside of Paris in these zones where they're operating under Sharia law, and the law enforcement doesn't even go in there.
Really?
Is that something that's new that's going to happen here in the States? I mean, that's what's really scary is they have these colonies. There's multiple. It's not just one. There are multiple colonies. I think I heard like 13, 18, something like that, outside of Paris where the cops do not enter and Sharia law is the law of the land.
I'm going to bet that if that's the case, that it won't be the case for
How can it be? I mean, I think it started in the 90s when the Muslims came from, like, Algeria, and they did a lot of moving over to France, and it's like, how does that happen?
But see, this is where the United States has kind of been falling into this trap, not to that extent, of course, but, I mean, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, everybody came here, and sure, there was the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, mm-hmm. the Puerto Rican neighborhood, the black neighborhood, all that stuff. But everybody assimilated to become an American.
Right. The goal was to be an American.
Yeah. That's the whole reason they came. And now you have it to where America is kind of second, and I want my own thing, and I'm going to live in this community, and we're all going to... And to the point where you start ignoring the law of the land that you've adopted,
that's the real danger, though, Rich and Doug. And curious to think what you say about this, because I think with this emphasis on the police being very PC and not profiling anymore, and there's all this intense pressure after Ferguson, it's like, is this the future that was going to happen?
I mean, I think Europe has kind of been getting hit harder than we have with regard to how these people live and assimilate in the community. We remember the riots in France 10 years ago, people having backlash to the Muslim community, not being happy that they were being acknowledged or that they weren't being acknowledged. I don't think we see that to that extent here, do we?
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Let's go to Facebook.com or Twitter, Kenny, and get them. I'm looking at somebody who is who's posted on my personal Facebook page the following. Eric Holder, top U.S. official, no shows at Paris Unity Rally. U.S. Attorney General in Paris for a terrorism summit with the French president did not join the world leaders.
I mean, you would think John Kerry would jump on a plane and head over there.
Kerry's there. No, Kerry's there.
He's there.
He's there.
He didn't go.
Well, I don't know whether he went. I'm looking at the list of what was posted on this Facebook post. 13 past the hour.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, John Harper from WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast, and long time. When I say long time, John, I mean long time.
But he's only 29.
Yeah, right. He was in diapers when I first went on that radio station. Very nice.
I like that, but it has been a long time. You're right.
It has been a long time. All right, so describe it for us, John, will you?
It was an early morning, that's for sure, when we had the SpaceX launch of the Dragon spacecraft this past Saturday morning at 4:40 in the morning, and it was a perfect liftoff. There were no technical issues, no weather issues, finally, and we were able to get this off on time with the spacecraft on its way to the International Space Station. One of the interesting parts of the launch, however, was the landing. First time ever attempt of the first stage of the rocket on a barge located off the coast of Jacksonville in the Atlantic Ocean. However, as SpaceX indicated, the landing was hard, and it really wasn't considered a success, but it was an interesting attempt to land that first stage, and I'm sure SpaceX is going to be trying this again in the future because it saves a lot of money for the company, and I'm sure others are watching this with great interest as well.
PayPal founder Elon Musk is the brains and the money behind this. Was he there?
He's been here for every launch. He's very active and takes a great interest in what's going on. So, yeah, he's always here, and he sends out tweets and messages before the launch and after the launch. And one of his tweets was when we were looking for this first stage to land on the barge, his tweet was, "We hit it hard." And it just didn't work this time. And they figured there was a 50-50 chance that they would land successfully on the barge. But it was a great attempt, and they're going to be trying this again. And they'll be watching this with great interest. And, again, it saves a lot of money.
So if landing on the barge didn't work, that means whatever they were trying to save got destroyed, and they have to build whatever.
Yeah.
You said the second stage of it, I think. What's the second stage?
It was the first stage.
First stage,
and it just came down hard. But it was the first time ever of this type of an attempt with a launch of a rocket. It kind of harkens back to the days of landing men on the moon, that type of event where it was untried and people didn't know how it was going to result. But this time it just didn't work out. But again, I think they were pleased with the fact that they were able to line up with the barge. They were able to align themselves, the rocket, that is, with the barge.
Yep.
And they just came down too hard, so it was not considered a success.
A few seconds with thoughts of the old NASA days when there were thousands and thousands of people working at Cape Kennedy. Are these people all working? Do some of these people come back to work for this guy? And is everything taking place pretty much on the same launcher that sent so many Americans into space?
No, for the most part, mission control for SpaceX is conducted in Hawthorne, California. It is not in Houston, and as far as the number of workers here with SpaceX, it's a lot less than in the days of NASA.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the good news is there's a lot of activity now taking place at the Kennedy Space Center, and we're looking forward to good things in the future.
John Harper, keep us in touch with what's going on in Florida Space Coast from WMEL.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Hollywood in the focus as the announcement is being made for Oscars 2015. Jennifer and Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Jennifer and Chuck have the list, starting with the best picture. So let's get right to it, see what Chucker thinks about some of these nominations.
Best picture, 8 nominees this year. That category always moves up and down in size. First one, Birdman, Boyhood, Selma, The Theory of Everything, The Imitation Game, The Grand Budapest Hotel, American Sniper, and Whiplash.
Chucker?
I saw 5 of the 8 films, Doug. I think the most entertaining probably was The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch. I really thought that was a good film. Boyhood, from what I read, it's the favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture. I liked it. It was a movie filmed over 12 years. I think it's more of a gimmick movie than anything else. Although it is good, I'm not saying it's a quality film. I don't see it winning the Oscar for Best Picture, at least not in my mind. Birdman with Michael Keaton, he's getting a Best Actor nomination. I like the film, but it's quirky and it would certainly divide general audiences. Haven't seen Selma yet. Like The Theory of Everything. Loved Whiplash. Now, American Sniper, what I read yesterday, this film's catching so much favorability among the general public that it's going to have a $50 million opening weekend, which is something I never would have thought a month ago. That's a huge opening. Would be the biggest opening in the career of Clint Eastwood, although I looked at the list. He was not nominated for Best Director, although Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor.
All right, Jen, let's go through those Best Actor nominations.
Okay, actor nominations. Michael Keaton for Birdman, Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, and Bradley Cooper for American Sniper.
It's a great list. They're all really good. I'm partial to Michael Keaton because I've been a big fan my whole life.
Me too. All right, what's on the actress list? Who's
all right, actress list. Julianne Moore, Still Alice, Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, Rosamund Pike from Gone Girl. She was really good in that. Reese Witherspoon in Wild, and Marianne Cotillard in Two Days, One Night.
From what I hear, Julianne Moore's the favorite. Haven't seen the film, but I'm partial to Rosamund Pike on Gone Girl. I love that performance, and I think she's an unknown talent. I like her a lot.
All right. For the directors, Alejandro González Iñárritu, say that 10 times faster, for Birdman, Richard Linklater for Boyhood, Wes Anderson for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Morin Tilden for The Imitation Game, and Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher.
The camera work and direction in Birdman was amazing. I think he might be a favorite.
Really?
Some of the stuff they did visually was groundbreaking, and it's in its really good direction. Although I say, as I said, the film itself will, if a, at 10 out of 10 regular people see this movie, 5 will walk out perplexed, 5 will think it's pretty cool. It's one of those types. It's more of an art house film than a mainstream movie.
Huh. All right, what other categories do we have that are usually popular and in focus?
The supporting actress and actor, I think. Supporting actress is Patricia Arquette, Boyhood, Emma Stone for Birdman, Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game, Meryl Streep got a nomination for Into the Woods, and Laura Dern for Wild.
I thought Keira Knightley in Imitation Game was quite charming, and I've always liked her.
All right, how about a best supporting actor, Jen?
Sure, J.K. Simmons in Whiplash, Ed Norton in Birdman, Ethan Hawke in Boyhood, Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher, and Robert Duvall got one for The Judge.
J.K. Simmons or Robert Duvall?
Another really good category, but this is J.K. Simmons is going to win this hands down for Whiplash. His performance is simply terrific. One actor or pitcher I think that got snubbed was Nightcrawler, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal was fantastic and should have got a nomination for Best Actor. But a lot of talent. It was a really good year for movies in 2014 overall.
Isn't it interesting how character actors like J.K. Simmons sometimes stay in a secondary position in their entire career, and every once in a while Farnsworth and Brimley remind me of that with their careers. And Simmons, he started in the trenches. I think the first thing I remember him as was a shrink on one of the Law and Orders.
He goes back a long time, but if you see him in this movie Whiplash, it's a darker, it's one of the more, it's easily the darkest thing he's ever done.
Really?
And this guy can act, and he nails it, and it's a home run performance. Really, really good.
All right, quickly, what else do we have that's of
one
concern?
Fun thing, because the music is always great to notice, Glenn Campbell got a nomination, Dougie, for original song, I'm Not Gonna Miss You.
Really?
It's kind of fun.
Of course he did.
Yeah. You know,
why
good
not?
For Glenn.
Well, they always get the dead guy in there.
All right. Anyway, well, he's not dead yet, is he?
Well, no, but.
Nice. Well, we have
see you at the Oscars, on. Doug.
Here. See you.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Jordan. You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Unga Bunga. 33 after the hour. I got a feeling those of you who are Donny Osmond fans are going to be quite happy in about 5 or 6 minutes because Donny Osmond will join Richie and me here on the Good Day program. Richie's here, Jennifer is here, and I am here at your service and on your side. The good news from the world of business today, construction industry, which has been hit hard by the housing crash since 2008. The recession has really decimated the ranks. But try to find somebody to work on your house now. Try to find a carpenter, a plumber. Try to find anybody, electricians. You can't find these people. You can't find a handyman because everybody put off all of this stuff for all these years. Construction added 48,000 jobs last month. The most since, apparently over the course of the year, 290,000 new construction jobs, but 48,000 alone in the month of December. That's a 9-year high, pushing overall payroll growth to 252,000 last month. So the unemployment rate is down to what, 5.4, 5.5, somewhere in there. Construction industry is key because the housing market is really what is the arbiter of how healthy the economy is. Because when you build a house, you need lumber, you need windows, you need appliances, you need to put all the electric, I mean, all of it in terms of what we need short of automotive is included in the house. So if the housing market is good, if the housing building business is good, development is good, then the economy will be good. So I thought you would be interested in knowing that we had that was where the big hiring was. I thought it was, frankly, seasonal employment, seasonal in that with all the retail stores hiring, Target hired a lot of people, Macy's, they all hired lots and lots of people. Look at UPS, how many people they had, and FedEx. Over the course of that six-week period before Christmas, there were tons of, they were driving, they couldn't find trucks. Budget was out of trucks. If you try to rent a truck the week before Christmas, you couldn't find one to do a normal move. You couldn't, because they were all being used by FedEx and UPS. All right, enough. Well, the excitement continues in a moment because Donny Osmond is going to join us here on Good Day.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminate? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Your name and lights above it. This is your big day. It's like a dream come true.
Donny Osmond is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, about to make music history again by celebrating 50 years in show business. When I talk about being on the air for 50 years, you got to know this guy. Look at him. He looks younger. He is younger. He started younger, I think. Actually, what do you remember, Donny Osmond, about your first performance? Can you go back in your mind and remember the first time you had to perform?
I can. I was on the Andy Williams Show. I was 5 years old.
5 years old.
And I vividly remember sitting on Andy's knee. My brothers were sitting around me. My dad just told me, walk down the stairs. We were in the audience, and there were a couple hundred people in the studio. Mm-hmm. And there were these boxes with red lights on them, and they called them cameras, and I didn't know what that meant. And I thought, I'm just singing for these couple hundred people. Little did I know millions of people were watching me. And so I sang my number, and the audience really gave me a great reaction, and it was, I can't remember the year, 63 maybe, and Andy went on a Christmas tour with my brothers, and the audience kept saying, well, where's that little Donnie kid that debuted on your show? So he had me fly out to Chicago at the old McCormick place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, there's going to be a couple hundred people out there, just like in the television studio. So I run out there. The spotlights blind me. I'm singing this song, and afterwards, thunderous applause and flashbulbs and all this whistles and all this stuff from thousands of people that I couldn't see, and it scared me, and I ran off stage. And then Andy said, Donnie, come out. All this applause is for you. And that was the moment I realized, they're clapping for me? Mm-hmm. You're kidding. Mm-hmm. I ran out there, and they couldn't kick me off stage ever since.
So this album that celebrates, it's the 60th album, is going to be released. What does it, is it a compilation? Are we going to be able to hear songs from all through your career, so we'll be able to tell your life story that way? Or how does it fit together?
Not very many people can say that they've released 60 albums. I think Elvis Presley beat me at 63. But so this had to be, you know, not just another album. I wanted to have a concept to it. So that's why I called it the soundtrack of my life. These are songs that influenced me over the years that I grew up with that made me who I am today. For instance, My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
The very first 45 I ever bought. I remember where I was when it came on KHJ Radio in Los Angeles.
Who was the jock who played it?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was maybe Real Don Steele, or it was
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
God love him. He's still doing it, and he still sounds great, doesn't he?
He does.
My God, he sounds great. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
So I went to my mom. I said, there's this record called My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder. Can you take me to the record store? I've got to buy it. So it was the very first one I bought, and it started my love and passion for Stevie.
How old were you then?
I was probably 8.
Okay.
8 years old. And so then it started my love and passion for Stevie's music. And when I cut the track and I cut my vocal, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could get Stevie to play a harmonica on this thing? So I called him up. And he said, well, send me the track. He wasn't about to commit to just anything. And the next thing I know, guys, my phone rings, and it's his assistant. And she said, Stevie's on the other line, wants to talk to you. And I'm thinking, okay, this could be really good or really bad.
Nah.
You know? And he gets in there and says, Donnie, I just heard the track. Send me the masters now. I got to be part of this project. Okay. It's fantastic.
So you're Donnie Osmond, right? And you get a call from Stevie Wonder saying he wants to play. Even for you, big, huge star, that has to be something special.
Oh, it was. I mean, the guy's my musical hero. I mean, I just love, I think I own every album he's ever released. But to have him as a personal friend now and endorsing the album and starting off the whole album. Anyway, that's just one story. Then there's a story with Paul McCartney, and I did The Long and Winding Road. There's Steely Dan with Peg.
Love Steely Dan.
And that's such a great song.
Yeah.
And I did it in falsetto in such an interesting way, because I didn't want to do karaoke and just like the original band. I did Baby Love. Diana Ross's Baby Love, but I sang it like Al Green.
And cool.
Al Green is such an interesting artist.
Very much, yeah, he really is, yeah.
But Baby Love has got such an interesting
What song
melody
on this album of your life would shock us? What song would we go? I mean, Peg, that kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Peg is kind of cool. I think the whole thing is going to be Moon River, okay? I had to do Moon River because of Andy, but I didn't want to do just the typical melody because I grew up with that song.
That reminds me of, you know, backstage working with Andy as his opening act. And but anyway, I started out, Moon River wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. And that's about all that I do from the original melody. Then I go, you dream maker, you heartbreaker. And I just go all over the place with the melody. David Foster heard it, and he said, dude, how this fun. Is amazing.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, when you are practicing singing, how are you protecting your voice? Again, remembering that you've been doing this for 50 years, you've got your 60th album, you've sold 100 million records, you've been performing in Las Vegas and other venues since you were a kid. How do you protect that most valuable asset, your instrument?
Yeah, it's a very good question, actually, because when you're using it and working it so hard on a tour, for instance, I just got off a Christmas tour, you have to warm up and you have to warm down. You can't just hit it hard, and after a show, you just don't talk. You do these vocal calisthenics and vocalese, they call them. And I lost my instrument at one point in time, back in the 90s. I was doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm.
And at the very end of the show, I'm flying over the audience with this wire, and I shouldn't have been performing because I was sick anyway. And I sang this high note, and I felt this pop in my throat. And I was coughing up blood at backstage after the show. And long story short, I hemorrhaged my left vocal cord. And I had to stop singing for about 3 months. But rehabilitation was scary, because that's your instrument.
You didn't know whether it would come back the way it was. How scared were you when you were 13 years old? I mean, you and Michael Jackson going through this, that you wouldn't get the voice that you hoped you did on the other side of the puberty thing.
Yeah, that's always a scary thing when you're going through a voice change. But you can work through it and train your voice. I mean, there were moments in my 20s that I had a bigger range than I had when I was 13.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And because it's just a muscle, and that's what you do. Speaking of Michael Jackson, I did Michael's song Ben on this album. The story behind that was actually written for me.
Really?
I was supposed to sing that song. And I was on tour with my brothers, and they had to finish the movie because it was about a rat, and I never saw the movie. And the producer says, well, there's this little kid named Michael Jackson. He's available. He's got a high voice. Let's get him to sing it. And
wow.
It became his first number one solo record.
Wow.
And Michael and I, we had the greatest time talking about it, because he said, you know, Donnie, it's interesting that you had a hit about a puppy with Puppy Love, and I had a hit about a rat.
And then you told him the story. He didn't know that you were supposed to record it, right, when you told him that?
Oh, yeah, he knew.
He didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew it was my song.
All right, now, you have launched your own app. Explain how this app works as it's applied to this 60th album we're talking about, the soundtrack of my life.
I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen the different transitions on how you promote a product. Social media is how you do it.
Right.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter all the time, and that's the way you reach your audience. And so I thought, how can I start promoting this album? Of course, you know, you do the radio and the television, all that kind of stuff, but you got to get clever. And I created this app. It's called Donnie Osmond. You download it on your Android or your iPhone, and it's free. And all of these stories that I'm talking about are on this app, and you can sample the songs and hear each one of the songs while reading these stories.
Wow, that's a cool way of getting it. Well, you got a great career going, and you're just halfway through. Just keep it at. Well, seriously, I mean, I don't think I'm at 50 years on the air. I'm slowing down, not at all, and you can't either. Your sister Marie needs you.
Yes, and I hope she knows that.
Hey, by the way, you can tell her this, but please don't tell my wife. I always have had and always will have a crush on your sister. She looks amazing. She looks like she's doing a great job.
Yeah, well, you're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Of course.
I'm sure.
I think she was here with us at one point in time. I'm trying to remember.
She thought Doug was a little nutty. She called Doug crazy.
Well, she didn't take to me as well as she took to Richie. I think that may be where the bottom line.
Yeah, she called everybody crazy. Little does she know she's crazy.
There you go.
It's welcome to the club.
Don't forget, the Best of Las Vegas Award has gone to Donnie and Marie. They're performing 5 nights a week. What did you say? Tuesday through Saturday, I think, right?
That's correct.
At Las Vegas. Which hotel are you in?
At the Flo. Flamingo, right across the street from Caesars.
The Flamingo. There's a big, I remember last time I was in Vegas, I think the side of the hotel has a big, or at least it had a mural with the two faces on it.
It's my ego picture. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I walk outside and look at the side of the hotel, and there's my face.
Yeah, I look pretty good still.
So who recognizes you as you're wandering around there? Can you go and not be recognized too much, or are you in trouble when you go out and...
I really can't. I do anyway, just for the fun of it, but no, you can't really. If you're going someplace, you got to go there quickly and get out.
Uh-huh. Is that true wherever you are? You live in L.A., don't you?
I live in Utah, actually.
In Utah.
I love the mountains.
Yeah, so can you be yourself without having to worry about...
I can. Yeah, I really can. I'm just a neighbor.
Yeah. There you go. It's nice to have your neighbor on board the program. Donny Osmond, the new album is called Soundtrack of My Life. You can get it by going to his app. What is it? Just Donny Osmond, right?
Just the Donny
app.
Osmond, or on iTunes or Amazon.
Right. He knows how the New World Order is working. He's got it. Thanks, Donny. Continued
Thanks,
success.
Guys.
Donny Osmond.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, you come to the right place. Tom Parsons from Best Fears magazine, bestfears.com, is here. We'll get an update on where the special deals may take you, whether it's this week, this month, this spring. Maybe you'll work ahead into the summer months. The story of Southwest Airlines having to pay a fine because they are moving rather slowly is another interesting story from the world of travel this week. How will that affect prices and your trip? We'll find out in a moment with Tom Parsons. Here on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 5 before the hour. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com, where you can find vacation information, whether you're going to the Caribbean, the top 25 vacation destinations. Actually, it's interesting on your site, Las Vegas. They're talking about domestic vacation destinations. Las Vegas is number 1. Orlando's 2. New Orleans is 3. I find that interesting. San Francisco 4. Fort Lauderdale is 5. Is that real destination, or is that just popular places for people to go, a number of seats sold? How'd you get to
that? I
think
it's probably a lot of both, because, well, you think about it, and, you don't put a whole bunch of airplanes there unless it's popular, right?
Yeah.
I guess we could fly 150 planes every hour.
Yeah.
One block.
And do like the Delta guy, where they were two people.
You'd be happy, but the airline would be poor.
The Delta flight that had to get to wherever it was going because they were late or something. They needed a plane in the next city, so they put two people on the plane and flew it. That was something that people were kind of interested to see this week.
Yeah, what happened, though, that plane was very, very, very delayed, and they were able to put them on other flights in between.
Yeah.
And these two guys just happened to show up late. As a matter of fact, one guy was on the plane by himself, and the plane actually came back and got somebody
else. Yeah, the other one, yeah. In terms of the Southwest fine this week for being late, how does that affect, that PR affect an airline like that that is making so much money, and it's just a domestic carrier?
Yeah, I mean,
do people actually think to themselves, "Oh, I don't want to take Southwest because they're always late"?
Oh, I don't know. They used to be the best in the business. I remember Northwest coming up with an ad. They would never compare Southwest. It was because Southwest was number 8 ranked. They were number 7 and below. So they always say, of the top 7 airlines, we have the best on-time performance. Mm-hmm. And Southwest's response was, liar, liar, pants on fire. They're the only airline in the country that's won the Triple Crown for on-time performance, customer service, and all that.
But now they're late. They're the latest airline.
They're getting a little bit, they're going through some growing pains. I mean, they carry more U.S. passengers within the 48 states by as much as 30%.
So, but why do people use them? But why do people use them? They're not cheap anymore. You can get the same fare on American. All the legacy airlines charge the same. So what's the attraction?
Well, let's look at it. Let's say everybody does charge apples and apples. Do they still charge the same amount of money for the 2 first bags free? Do they also charge $200 for a change fee or a cancellation fee? No.
Okay. Yeah,
and they do all those other things. Well, yeah. If everybody has apples and apples and airfare, but you get all those extra perks on the left side or the right side, they still end up being the best low fare guy in town, right?
All right, best deals domestically, we got 30 seconds.
I think internationally is really what you got to be watching.
That's what I asked. Best deals internationally, please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking, we have seen some wild and crazy fares. I think we'll see them up until about the middle of May, towards the end of May. You need to look at the Caribbean continuously and everything from St. Martin to this week we saw Trinidad and Tobago. We've also had the Costa Rica.
Turks and Caicos in Jamaica.
And we've also, Jamaica hasn't been on there much, but we have seen Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, and Cancun. All those are in the low 300s, and when you look at the international taxes of $130 in Mexico, it's good.
Good deal. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.